on the series of Can Words Hurt? And they can. Just a reminder, the old saying, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never harm. It's absolutely inaccurate. We know that's not true. Each of us in our life has had five types of... wounding words that has went into us like arrow target. We walk around and there's... from head to toe, inside and out, left to right, from wounding words. By looking at the first wounding word, it is a cutting word that comes from friends that hear people say, "Oh, that cut him down." Words. Secondly, we looked at piercing words. It's words that come along to us like swords. They just right into our lives. We looked at how they develop, why they come, and whom they come from, who they come from. And then we looked at the solutions to those. Yesterday, we looked at some words that we call biting words. Biting words come from known enemies. All this is scriptural. We have all the scripture for it. It's in your Bible. And some of the most vicious words ever said to anyone is in your Bible. All five of these words are in your Bible that was said to people. Now, biting words come from a known enemy. This is yesterday. A foe, an opponent, one that just don't like you, a co-worker, a fellow church member. And the source of these, wow, that hurts. Ooh, yeah, bite. If a snake bites you, you know it's bitten, right? Yeah. In Psalm 140, verse 1 through 3, it identifies them. Number one, they're evil men and violent men. They have evil plans. They have plans that come from their soul, and it's always stirring them up, always stirring them up. They can't be happy unless they're plotting against somebody. We dealt with this with detail. They're violent in character and action. Their weapons are sharp tongues. Psalm 140 talks about it. Their bite injects poison into the wound. Pain, hurt, torment, agony, mind, body, generated in the person that they bite. Now pay attention to these words. I hear reports that you and those that are working with you are planning to rebel and set up your own empire. People say that you want to be the new leader, and that you have appointed your friends to campaign for you. You can be sure I'm going to pass this information on the proper authorities. You probably think that I am against you, but I'm really concerned about you, and I believe we have better sit down and talk. That's found in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 6, verse 6 and 7. That's absolutely biting words. I came from a known enemy, Sanballat, to Nehemiah to get him to stop building the wall. You can read about that. You can read about how this individual tried to set suspicion in Nehemiah's life that he was a self-serving dictator, was using the people around him and just trying to achieve his own personal ambitions, actually trying to be king. And it led to personal hurt in Nehemiah's life. The word spoken to Nehemiah, enemy, was inaccurate, exaggerated, and loaded with pain. See, I'm convinced that the number one enemy of Christian unity is the tongue, coupled with motive and attitude. It's not drink, it's not drugs, it's not poor homes, it's not inflation, it's not a lot of things, not even a bad church program, it's the tongue. Now, what did Nehemiah do? How was he treated? Number one, he determined, you have to determine if the snake was poisonous to fangs that came into Nehemiah by Sanballat was bitter and full of rebellion. Bitterness is extreme hostility, unfriendliness, ill will, grudge, anger, spite, sour temper. It affects the soul, heart, speech, attitude, and action. Then there is rebellion. Active opposition to authority, revolt, mutiny, resistance. It targets God, his word, his leaders, his persons. It keeps from blessing. It increases sin. It needs to be confessed. And immediately the words are poisonous, expose the bite with a cut. Like a cut, draw out the venom. That's what he did. We can't get in everything, but it was right there. You can read it for yourself in Nehemiah 6, verse 8. He said, you're inventing them. They're of your own mind. In verse number 9, we read about this activity. It affects 100% of those around you. Reads to discouragement. Helps available in verse 9, strength from God. Okay, that was a quick bounce there. Okay, now let's look at poison word number 4 or hurting words number 4. It's poison. Poison comes from contaminated words. Notice we choose to accept. The key is the choice we make. Yeah, if we accept the words we hear, you know, if we hear them and we accept them, they're full of poison. Our soul, spirit, outlook, motive, attitude, desire, health physically, emotionally, or spiritually will be impacted. Have you ever said or heard someone say something like this? When I heard that, it made me sick. Or how about this comment from someone? Doesn't it make you sick to hear that? You've heard those words. Perhaps you said those words. Perhaps those words been accepted by you. And both of these comments, someone choose to accept words from someone else, and it has begun to poison that person's life. Now, let's face it. Let's be honest. We've all been poisoned by people's comments to us. Always. We've been hurt by them. Along with the biting and the piercing and the cutting words. Now, who issues forth poison words? What's their source? And so can a person be aware that they are poison words being said to them? Well, we know what James 3:8 says, that the tongue is capable of such a thing. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Poison has an effect on whatever it becomes part of. Now listen, you have poison in a bottle. They milk a snake and put the poison into a bottle. That doesn't hurt anybody, does it? No, it's just there. It's just there. It's in the bottle. I've seen them milk snakes before. I've been in Africa and looked at two cobras not far from where I was standing. As long as the poison was inside that cobra, it didn't impact me at all. There it was. Now, once that poison is impacted, then the poison becomes part of the individual. It becomes part of anything. It has effect. Poison has an effect on whatever it becomes part of. Now, the source of poison words are many. And there's three types of common ones. Let me give you all three. Number one, from false teachers, 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. And there's several verses there. Let's look at verse 14. Let's just see this. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Now listen to this, verse 14. Poison words, strife. See, that they strive not. Poison words cause fights. Poison words cause fight. That's what we have all over this nation. Don't we have it in like the Congress, huh? Poison words, you hear them everywhere. All this strife that's going on, all this strife that's happening, they're poison words. You watch an interview, you hear poison words. Understand what they are. Poison words cause strifes and fights. They have no profit. Notice what the man of God said. They have no profit. They're useless. Useless words. They're profiting nothing. Beloved, we are being poisoned by strife and powerful poison words. We are being affected by it. That's what's going on in our nation. Look at that from this point of view, from the biblical point of view. Notice what it says, but to subverting of the hearers. What that means is that they ruin the hearers. Poisoned words cause strife, cause fights. They're not worth anything, and they ruin the hearers. Now look at verse 16. 2 Timothy 2. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. Here's some good counsel. Shun. Right? Shun. See, notice two things. Empty and profane. Notice that. They're profane and they're vain. See, profane means lack relationship with God. Anything that's profane. That's why profanity, out of so many people, the moment you hear a curse, the moment they use profane words, they don't have a relationship with God. That's not hard to figure out. And see, it's one that talks. They're profane. And they pass it on. Let me tell you about this. Poison words, poison. Impacting the poison is goes into the spirit of the listener and it immediately infects them. They said, what? How dare they? They're poisoned. Vain or empty babblings. Why? Because they drive the hearer away from God. They drive the hearer away from God. The godlessness that we're hearing, and we're hearing in words, they're profane, they're babblings, they're vain, and they're poison. Look at 17. And their word will eat as doth a canker of whom, wow, Hymenaeus and Phinehas. Wow. Eat on the hearer. Boy, hear people say, boy, oh my, huh? Oh, that really makes me just eat on that. They said that and I'm eating on it all day long. Hello. A cancer, gangrene. Here's the end result of them, 18. who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already and overflow, okay, overthrow the faith of some. Overthrow, like a table is overturned. Some's faith. It undermines the faith. Poison words undermine faith. Now, here's the second source. It's found in Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. It's found right there. Look at this verse. Look at this verse. Look at this verse 15. Incredible scripture. Incredible passages. All right, now let's look at this. Looking diligently, lest any man fail or fall of the grace. Fail of grace of God. Something happens. Okay, what happened? Let's see. Let's see. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you. And thereby many be what? Defiled. Wow. Look at this. Be on guard. Look at this passage. Looking diligently. Be on guard. Be on guard. That's what it's saying. For a person losing it with God, see, a person that loses it with God will become bitter. How many bitter people have you met in your life? Just as bitter as can be. They're like gall. They're like gall. They're just bitter. Bitter as can be. Bitter, 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 bitter. They're bitter at everybody. They're bitter at the church. They're bitter at people, they're bitter at everything. Look at this. Bitter. The bitterness will take root and it will grow in that person's soul and come out in the words that they speak and in their will. The abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. It defiles them. Defile. It defiles you. Become poison, fruit of the one that is bitter, and the one eating the fruit from a bitter person. See, we get poisoned by somebody else. Somebody else poisoned us. We hear their bitterness. We stand around. I'm a pastor here. We stand around the back of the church, stand around the lobby. We go to fellowship, and we hear all this junk. Don't get mad at me when I'm teaching good, okay? We're all this junk, all this garbage. Well, I don't like this, so I don't like that, and I'm bitter about this, and I'm the youth director, blah, 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 so and so. The song leader, blah, the pastor, blah, blah, here we go, here we go. And the person listening takes it right into their soul, just like poison, just like sucks it right in. Oh, did you hear what Brother Lint Catcher said? Ooh, let me poison somebody else. Wow. There's one more source of these poison words, and I just mentioned it. Just mentioned these sources. It's found in Proverbs 18. Phone calls are coming in already. Keep calling. All right? Here's what it says. All right? Let the phones work its way out. They're calling in already. That's okay. That's okay. Do them good. All right? Proverbs 18:8. Look at this. Are you ready? For the words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. Tale bearers mean gossip. Words received from a tale bearer are like wounds. Choice morsels, dainty morsels, look good, taste good, smell good, but they are poison. And they go into the where? Soul. They go in the soul. All these little choice morsels, this or that. I read this week that three people died of poison because they ate poison mushrooms. Now, if they would have known it was poison mushrooms, they would have never consumed it. But because it looked good, it's probably in a dish or a salad or in spaghetti sauce or something on top of a pizza, and it killed them. See, these words from a talebearer will kill you if they become part of you. Listen to these poisoning words. Look at how cruel our leader is. He has ruthlessly gotten rid of everyone who disagreed with him. He's responsible for the tragedies that have happened in their lives. There's no way to show Christian love. You've just heard poison words that are very poison, deadly poison. In the Bible, yeah. In the Bible. Numbers chapter 16. Verse 13 and 14. Numbers chapter 16, verse 13 and 14, poison words. Look at this here. It is a small thing that you brought us up out of the land that floweth with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness, except thou make thyself altogether a what? Prince over us. Whoa, 14. Moreover, that has not brought us into the land that floweth with milk and honey, or given us an inheritance of fields and vineyards. Will thou put out the eyes of these men? We will not come up. This was said to Moses by many of the children of Israel after God judged some very rebellious people. Their words, which have poisoned the leaders, were accepted by many of the people. They became poison words to them. Now, suppose you're being poisoned by poisoning words. What can you do to treat the poison you've taken into your being? Okay, you've got the poison. We've all done that. We have the poison words because we've listened. We've been impacted. We've been affected. So now what do? Now, the correct treatment follows the same steps used for poisoning in the physical. Now, the immediate need is to dilute the poison with large amounts of water. Now, those who have been poisoned by choosing to listen to contaminating words must dilute them with the truth. Wow. You have to dilute them with the truth. Again, verse 16 of Numbers 16. Look at this. Moses said to Korah, "Be thou and all thy company before the Lord, thou and they and Aaron tomorrow." Okay? Something's coming. Now let's go down to 28. Look at this. They all arrive. You can read the passage as we go down. I don't have time to open that up, but it's there. Moses said, this is verse 28, "Thereby you shall know that the Lord has sent me to do all these works. For I have not done them of mine own mind. I have not done them by my own thinking. Moses speaks truth, so must you. You must speak, think, and act on truth. Now, we know that speed is of essence, removing or diluting the poison. It's critical. One who has taken in poisonous words must be immediately dealt with by truth. By truth. You gotta go truth. Paul gave us the treatment for poison words right in the midst of telling you the source of some of them. 2 Timothy 2:15. Look at this. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now the question is, have you been poisoned? Or in the process of being poisoned? I would say yes. I would say yes. And have you poisoned somebody else? Or in the process of poisoning them? There's help for you. If you've been poisoned, choose, number one, not to accept it. I will not accept that. Two, begin speaking truth. Three, dwell on the word of truth. That's what you do. You immediately, I'm not going to accept what they just told me. I'm not. I'm going to begin speaking truth, and I'm dwelling on the word of truth. And if you have poisoned words in your mouth and have poisoned others with those words, there's help and direction for you as well. Number one, choose not to say it. Number two, saturate your mind with scriptures dealing with the danger of the tongue. And three, realize the result. Let me tell you, you realize you can poison yourself. You can poison yourself. That's right. Many people poison themselves. It's like drinking strychnine. They poison themselves. Don't poison yourself. Don't do that. If you've been poisoned by the words from others into your life, don't accept it. Begin speaking truth and dwell on the word of truth. If you poison others, choose not to say it. Saturate your mind with the word of God, dealing with the danger of the tongue. And number three, realize the result. Get rid of that poison now. Heavenly Father, help us to get rid of the poison in our lives, whether self-instructed, self-condemned, self-contaminated, or contaminated by others. And Lord, let us watch our tongues. We don't want to poison anyone else.